Wonderful. So, once upon a time, there was a little baby chicken named Bartholomew. And this little baby chicken was part of a large group of little baby chickens that spent most of their time really close to their mother chicken. But so it was that this one moment, they were grazing, looking for bugs on the ground on this wonderful farm that they loved, that predominantly raised sheep, when all of a sudden, there was a bag that popped up all around Bartholomew's mother and all of the other little baby chickens. And all of a sudden, he jumped backwards because he was startled, and two foxes came out. And they said, "Oh, we have dinner for so many of our fox friends. Let's drag them." And they tied up the bag, and the two foxes held the little rope in their teeth, and they dragged the bag off away from the farm. And just as they were starting to leave, Bartholomew kind of scampered with his little tiny little baby chicken feet and grabbed onto the back of the burlap sack with his little talons, and he was dragged along with them. And he was very afraid, because he'd never been apart from his mother or any of his little baby chicken siblings. And they were dragged off into the farm into a little dry creek bed. And this little basin in the middle of the dry creek bed, which had a rock in the very center, which was sort of raised up, and the foxes put the bag right on the rock in the very center. And then all of a sudden, Bartholomew heard a little hissing. And the foxes went, and they left the bag there tied up to go gather the other foxes so they could devour all of the chickens inside the bag. And Bartholomew looked, and sure enough, the hissing was because outside of the big rock that they were on, there were snakes all in this basin. And he was very afraid of snakes anyway, but these snakes had bright colors, and something inside of his little chicken mind knew that bright-colored snakes were extra bad. And he saw them hissing and writhing, and then all of a sudden he saw a tiny little inchworm on the side of the bag. And he thought, well, we might all be perishing and I might be killed by 1,000 snakes, but I'm going to have this snack. And he turned and he lunged for the inchworm, but the inchworm dodged right out of his way. And this had never happened before. And he turned and he jumped at the inchworm. The inchworm dodged right out of his way again. And he tried again and sure enough dodged and dodged and dodged. And finally he gave up and he said, "What are you, little worm?" And the worm said, "I can show you how." And Bartholomew said, "What are you talking about? My mother and all my siblings are about to be devoured by foxes. You're going to show me how what?" He said, "You can do this." And he looked out and he saw the snakes and he saw there was enough little rock sticking up above the snakes that maybe, just maybe, he could jump just far enough and just far enough and just far enough and then go for help. But he was terrified because he kept looking at what was ahead of him and all of these snakes and all of the hissing. But he wanted to help. And so he said, "Okay, mystical inchworm, teach me." And the inchworm kind of inched up fast as he could, up onto the very middle of his little baby bird head. And the inchworm whispered right into his ears. He said, "Now." And he knew what he had to do. All of a sudden, he just paid attention. The second he heard, "Now," Bartholomew jumped farther than he thought that he could, and he landed, and then he started thinking, "Oh, there's so many snakes around," and the little inchworm said, no, now, and he jumped again, even farther than he thought he could, and he flapped his little wings, and he realized he didn't really know how to fly, and then he got afraid because of all the snakes, and then the inchworm said, no, now, and he jumped again. And just then, one of the biggest, scariest-looking snakes opened its mouth and lunged up towards him. And the little bug said, "Now!" Bartholomew flipped around in the air and used his little beak, glanced right off of the fang of the snake and flipped around and landed on the side of the basin. He said, "You're the best inchworm ever!" And he started scampering up back towards the farm. And he said, "But we don't really have a plan." And he heard the foxes coming back. More and more foxes, and they were making loud licking chops noises, and they knew that they were about to devour his whole family. And he looked as he was cresting up over the ridge, and he was leaving. They were coming more and more towards them, and the foxes did. They came, and they untied the bag, and they opened it up nice and slowly, and they all made their licking, "Oh, it's going to be delicious," kind of sounds, when all of a sudden they heard this clumping and thumping, this kind of beating noise coming from the distance, and there crested 20 sheep all at once, with little Bartholomew sitting right astride a sheepdog in the back, with the little bug on his head saying, "Now, now," and him saying to the dog, "Now, now," and the dog moving all of the sheep until they cascaded down and they stomped on all the snakes who were fine. They just slithered away because they didn't want to get hurt. And all of the chickens were saved. And the little inchworm came down and he sat, and all the chickens saw the inchworm. They started to lunge for him, and he said, "Don't even try," Bartholomew said. "He's my teacher and he's going to outsmart you." And they were saved that day. And the thing is, oftentimes we put so much energy into what is about to be or what might be that we forget to be in what actually is and to harness the power of this very moment. Amen.